For years, Deer Valley has considered what its parking lots would be redeveloped into. The resort has density for several large lodging properties there, all with underground parking. Resort General Manager and President Bob Wheaton says the plans continue to be refined as they consider their options for development.
You know, one of the biggest challenges there on that particular development is that we can't lose any parking. And as the parcel gets developed, we need to add additional parking. Right now, we can park about 1,250 cars there now. We want to add another 200, and then we'll need the remainder between that and 2,100 to support the development on top. So it's basically a 2,100-car parking garage.
The going rate for an underground parking spot is between $30,000 and $35,000 apiece, so he says the resort isn't in a huge hurry.
So it's not a cheap date, to say the least, and all that needs to happen before any development happens on top. So, you know, it's talk about slapping leather. That is serious leather slapping there.
The resort also continues to work on the alignment for a gondola that would run from the Main Street Transit Center to Silver Lake and possibly to the Snow Park Lodge as well.
You know, we went from the brew pub down to the transit center, and now we're pretty well focused with the bottom of the gondola being a transit center. And then as we worked with city staff, we got some public input. It's like, you know, it'd be really cool if people could be dropped off the transit center and have the option to go to Snow Park as well as Silver Lake. So then we looked at some alignments and, looked at an alignment that would go up Deer Valley Drive, stop at Snow Park, and then make a turn and go up to Silver Lake. For a lot of reasons, it's like, that doesn't really work out all that well.
Wheaton says that idea was just a short discussion, but it did get them to thinking about coming up with a new alignment.
What we're looking at now is an option that would be a two-phase deal. The first phase would be to take out Silver Lake Express chair, replace that with a gondola. And then the second phase would be to install a gondola that would, the bottom would be at the transit center, and the top would intersect the lift line of the new Silver Lake Express gondola, for lack of a better term. We'll probably call it something a little bit more fancy than that. But intersect that line at about the top of Lucky Bill-ish. And at that point, people would have the ability to exit that gondola, hop on the Silver Lake Express gondola, and have a choice on whether to go to Snow Park or go to Silver Lake.
So the third big project is the expansion and development of the Military Recreation Hotel at the Jordan L. Reservoir. This development, he says, proposes to expand Deer Valley by another 1,000 acres.
It's basically below the Salton Lift, below the Mayflower Lift, and goes south from the bottom of the Jordan L. Gondola, all the way to the ridge that runs to Skier's Right out the bottom of the Mayflower lift line. It's called Little Dutch Peak and Big Dutch Peak. There's some great skiing down there.
The development is all in Wasatch County, and officials there, he says, are very supportive. Meanwhile, the 5,000-acre Mayflower property is up for sale. While Deer Valley is interested in partnering with a future owner, he says the resort can't do it alone. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.